cliffcentral.com.
All right, well, we do actually have someone on the line. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Garrett.
Yes, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? I'm glad I got a hold of you, bro.
Yeah?
You know, you were talking about those weird sounds from outer space the other day. I think it was the other day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear them, bro, all the time.
What do you hear?
The Martians, bro. Listen, every time I go outside to my house at night, they tell me they're coming. Every single time.
Hold on.
A couple of months now.
Hold on. You're telling me the Martians told you they're coming to Earth, and you can hear them when you go outside at night. Are you crazy?
No. Listen, I've been tested. I'm not crazy. Listen, I promise you now. I think the reason why they came to talk to me was because I think I live in Stanton. Now, I know there's lots of other oceans, Stanton, but I think that's where they want to land.
They want to land in Stanton. Hold on. Can you believe this, Mabale? This guy's saying that the aliens are coming, the Martians, and that they're coming to land in Stanton, and that's why they contacted him. Can you believe this?
That's a very affluent choice by the aliens. I mean, you know, if you look at places like America, the aliens usually land in, you know, like in farm communities.
Yeah, it's always in the rural areas. Yeah. What's your name? What's your name, dude?
No, Garrett, hold on. Not aliens, bro. They're Martians. I myself.
All right, what's your name?
Well, I don't even want to tell you my name. You know, I've got a job. I take care of people. I don't want things to get out of control. You know what I mean?
All right, so how do you know these are Martians?
Because they told me they come from Mars. I mean, I put two and two together. Mars, Martians. Apparently, they've been there for millions and millions and millions of years.
But hang on. If there are Martians and they've been there for millions of years, we've sent the rover.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, ever since the same thing to you. You know how small that rover is, Gareth? Tiny. It's like a shoebox, and it goes very slowly.
Yeah?
They probably know they're there. They hide away from it. You know, they wouldn't be surprised. I think the Martians and the rovers, they're all along. They just don't want us to see anything on that planet. That's what I think. That's my opinion.
They don't want us on Mars, so they're pretending. So, in other words, they've got this rover that we've sent. We've gone to all this trouble, and they're basically keeping it like on a film set.
Yeah, it's probably exactly. It's probably stuck there that I was seeing, so they, you know, put some rocks there. It goes so slowly that they can make it anywhere they like. That's all I think.
So, why are these Martians talking to you? Why do they want to come here to Earth?
Well, there's some things we need. They. And we've got some stuff they want. You know what I mean? Some things we take for granted. I'm telling you, but the clues are everywhere. They're coming for us.
What? What do we have that they want?
Yeah, listen, I can't say. Listen, I have to go. It's all your reveal day. Sorry, man. Thanks.
All right. Well, there we go. Jeez.
I don't
make of that.
I don't know. I just
sounds like Martians are coming.
Sounds like a big weekend.
Sounds fantastic. You reckon? Wow. we'll have to keep on this story. This is pretty exciting stuff.
But I kind of like the idea. What would Martians actually want with us?
Rhinoceros.
I mean, like, if they...
if I were Martians, I'd stay the hell away from South Africa and from Africa and from Earth.
I can think of some things you want to get rid of, but I mean, what would they want?
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that story. There we go. Some dude with a... He says they talk to him outside at night. CliffCentral.com.